Gufa, Amrafa Namara. The Gemara mentioned Maimit Shlashta, and because we mentioned it Derech Agav, the Gemara comes back to explain how Maimit Shlashta works. So let's see what the Gemara says. We'll go through the Gemara's Tukshatim and the Gemara's Maskana, and then we'll come to the Taisus in here that are Ikrim. Agufa Amrafu Namarav. Manli Biyadcha. Okay, before we start the sugya, in order not to get confused, we have to know the names of the people. There's A, B, and C. A is B, and B is giving it over to C. So the names of the three, the way Taisus refers to them, all right, C is the Makabel, that's easy. He's the one receiving. He's the one who ends up benefiting. B is the nice. B is giving C what A owes him, B is giving to C. So B is the Nisein, C is the Makabel. And what is B giving C? What A owes him. So A is the Liva, or the Nifgad, the one that's holding the money, or holding the Pekadim. And so he's the one with the money. And he owes it to B, to the Nisein. And the Nisein is giving to the Makabel, who is C. That's the way to set it up so that we're all talking the same language. Okay? You have the Makabel, that's the easy one. The Nisein, also easy. And then you have the original Leiva, the original Nifkat. Okay, now there's nothing to talk about, certainly. What?
And the Leiva is a nice.
The Leiva. No, see, that depends on how you want to phrase it. You could rephrase it. The way Taisus refers to it, the Leiva is not the one giving in the Maimit Shlashta. The Leiva, that the Leiva is A, you're masking, right? You look at Leiva as B. That's what I mean. It can be very confusing. I think the correct way, what?
The Leiva is giving.
The Leiva owes money. The Leiva owes money to the Malva. So what's the Leiva giving away?
So the Malva is not going to give it to the other guy that I owe.
So who's the one giving the other guy a gift? The Malva or the Leiva?
The Leiva's giving it to him.
No, the Leiva is what gives the Leiva. He's going to give it to him. He gives it to him. The one. It's all a question of how you. See, I told you you have to start by having the name straight. The Leiva is physically going to give it. But the one who's doing a taiva to someone and giving away is the Malva. The Malva is owed money. The Malva is owed money. So he is either doing it as a gift or he's doing it in exchange for something. The Malva is the nice thing. He's the one granting a benefit to the Makabel. Right? You have three people here. The person holding the money presently is not really the middle person. He is the person who has to give it to B. And B is saying, instead of giving it to me, I want to give it away to C. Now, to a certain degree, the ways to look at it, it's an issue of how you phrase it. It's totally an issue of the semantics of the way it's set up. But the way Rishonim set it up, at least Taisvis, would seem to be the way I just said. That the Leiva is A, and the Leiva owes money to B. B is saying, let's get together, me, you, and C, and I'm going to take this loan, which A owes me, I'm B, and I'm going to say, instead of A owing it to B, A from now on should owe it to C. So C is the Makabel. He's the one gaining by this whole story. And B is the one who's in the middle, the way I'm structuring it. And he's owed it, and instead of coming to him, he's going to give it on to the other person. So you have Leiva, Nisein, okay, this is the language we're going to talk in. Maybe when you're talking your chavrusis, you phrase it in a different way. Maybe in the second side, you'll explain to me exactly why it's better to phrase it a different way, and we'll change tomorrow and get everyone confused. But right now, this is the way that the language that I'm at least going to be talking, that you have the original Leiva, and you have the malva was now taking what the person owes him and saying, give it to see. In the mind of Shloshta, he could be giving it as a gift to see. Or it's a kadin that, when I say loiva, loiva or nifkad, it's the same thing. It means the one who has the money or has the thing in his possession. So he's the way I'm setting up. He's not the middleman. He's the man at the end. And then you have the noisin, who's B, and then you have C, who's the makabel. A, B, C. Good. The fact that B is the one giving things away is pashut. He's the one that's losing now. He's giving it away. So B's das is certainly neat. There's the aim al-adaber. That B is giving it away, that his das, there's nothing to talk about. The makabel's das, we also assume, and he's only gaining. So the das of the noisin and makabel, that we certainly have, they're the ones that are doing the transaction. The whole issue that we're going to talk about in Tosfos is whether you need the das of A, the laiva, who's the one who's going to have to actually pass on the money, do you need his das, or his haskama as well? You certainly need him to be there, that's my mitzvah, they all three have to be there. But do you need his das? So that we're going to talk about. But the picture of it is that you have a nice and a makabel, they are here, they're talking, they're willing, they're happy, they're giving it away. And then there's the laiva, who is the sort of the person whose thing is being given away, whose chayv is, the fact that he owes money is being given away, and that's being given away. So this is the structure of Maimon Shloshtan, A, B, C. A, the laiva, or nifkad, you can call him if it's a pekadin. B is the man who's, on the one hand, the noisin, he's not giving it away what's owed to him. The other hand, he's also the malva, he's the one who lends it, he's the same person, B. And C is the one who's gaining by this whole business, he's the makabel. Okay, so let's just see the Gemara. Amrav and Amrav, mana li biyatcha. Who's talking? Mana li biyatcha. My $100 is in your hands. So the person talking is B, is the nice. He says, Teneyo lai l'plaini b'maymi shloshta. He tells the laiva, you give it to Plaini to see b'maymi shloshta come. All three are standing there. There's no kinyan sudr. There's no kinyan anything. All it is words. B'maymi shloshta come. Amar Rav. So this is, it seems that Rav was mechadish this... this king. Amar Rav, Mistavim Milsa de Rav, Pekadin. Of a B'milva lai. Svara would be that it works by Pekadin and not by Milva. But for Helikim Amar Rav, I feel a B'milva. But I know for sure Rav said it by Milva too. So we're going to have to understand why it's more Mistavra by Pekadin, especially in the Maskana, it's in Milsa Levi Taima, that this is a Takana without a technical way of working. You have to see why Mistafa Milsa the Rabbi Pekadin more than by Milva? So we'll have to answer that later. But Lamaisa Elikim Amarav Afilu B'Milva, that he said it by Milva and by Pekadin, which is the same as the top of the page, Kesavra of Papa, Leshta Milva, Leshta Pekadin. Yeah. Good. It's Manami Amishmo, Mishmei the Levi. Malva li biyatcha tenei olay leplaini b'may mitzlashtan kan. The time of my amar ameimar. So now we're going to have pshat. How does this work? How does it work that by words alone, this is a kinyan with no ma'isa kinyan, just words alone with the three of them standing there, that this works? So the first pshat is ameimar. Nase ka'im olay b'shas matan mois shibadn alach l'didach u'lechol da'osu machamosach. At the time he receives, who receives? The laiva receives the loan, or if A is a shomer when he receives the pekadin. It's as if he said, "I'm mishadin myself to you and to anybody who comes because of you." That lemafreya, from the time I'm mekabel the money, let's take the loan. When B gives A a loan, A, now it's ke'ilu. He's not really saying this, but it's ke'ilu. He agrees that I am accepting this loan, I am mishamed myself as of now to anybody that you're going to pass the loan on to in any which way. I'm mishamed myself as of now to anybody who you're going to pass the loan on. Now the person doesn't actually think it. If you remember in Perek HaMafkid, there's a similar thing. If you give a behemoth to someone to watch, the behemoth gets something happens, there's an oinus, and something happens to it, or the gan of a geneva, and something gets stolen. And the shomer is really potter. And the shomer says, I'll pay anyway. There's a din that the shomer, if the shomer voluntarily pays, later when they catch the gan of it, he pays kefil, or dal of the hay, it goes to the shomer. So the Gemara asks, how did it become the shomer's? The shomer was never kind of it. It's somebody else's animal. And the shomer just paid when it got stolen. How did it become his? So the Gemara says, he didn't buy it. He couldn't. The kesef is not kind of animals. He paid for it. But how does he, why does he get the kesef? If the other one wants to give it to him, it's fine. But if the other person is not happily giving it to him, so why does he get it? So the Gemara says that the original Mashiach, when you give an animal to a shomer to watch, originally, Shas Maisa, it's included in the kinyan that if it'll be stolen, and he's going to pay voluntarily, so from now he's kind of the animal for the rights of Kefil and Dalveh. So there, the Nesibus is Masber. He uses this as an example. Do you think when you give something to a shomer to watch, you're thinking, yeah, and if it gets stolen, and you pay voluntarily, and then they catch the guy, then he has to pay kefil on makne to you. They're not thinking about it. The pshat is that that's something that everybody would agree to. It's an undina that everybody would agree to that. And if they would think about it, they would be master. So it's the same concept here. I don't think it means, a meimah never meant that pshat nicely. He's thinking, if you'll do a meimah shlosh, then a makne. It means it's understood. It's understood that when I take it for anybody that's Osi Machamasach, but the Mafreya from now. That's the Rishonim will say, the Ritva says. It means the Mafreya from now. It doesn't mean later when you pass it on, because at that time there's no Kenyan. It's the Mafreya from now that it's that I'm giving it over. So that's Ameima Shita. So the Gemara Shlags up, I'm the Ravashim Ameima, Alameyata, Hikdol in Nailodim, do I have a Bishas Matin Maisach, and I'm like Connell? If so, if it's a kinyan l'mafre at the time that he accepts it, what about somebody who wasn't born yet at that time? You can't be makdet someone who's not born. So my mishloshtan has a condition that the person had to have been born at the time of the original loan. There's no such thing. So therefore, he slugs up on this pshat. So Ravashi tries a new pshat. Elomer Ravashi. We had this in Kedusha. There's a concept of Hahi Hanoa having a value. So the same thing. Hahi Hanoa, that it gets changed from an old milva to a new milva. What's better about a new milva? A new milva, you can schlep him a little longer. An old milva, how much can you schlep a person already? A new milva, so you start like all the new. So there's a certain benefit in that. So Gomer Mishabed Nafshe. So who's Mishabed Nafshe? A. Right? A is Mishabed Nafshe because he's happy with this arrangement. So Gemara says that's also not true. Amalei Hudan Abreidur of Nechenil Rav Ashi Alameyata to Gonhani the Beibar Yashav the Kofsi Vishotli La'alter. These are people mentioned in Shas, very tough people. And they, if someone owes them money, they force and they get it right away. Achinami lo ikanu, my mishloshim doesn't work. Chitem achinami, you're going to say tak, it doesn't work. Asat lo v'rechad yishurim. You're going to have to shut up every time by my mishloshim if he's nichalei. Not mishloshim. Elo amam arzotra, hani plus mili shavun rabban and kilchisa b'lai taima. These are three things that are hilchisa b'lai taima. Now you have to know the taich. Hilchisa b'lai taima doesn't mean it's a halacha that doesn't make sense. Hilchisa b'lai taima, it's halacha which makes sense, it just technically doesn't work. It's hilchisa b'loi taima. It's a halacha which doesn't have a good way of working. Ma'im shloshtan, it makes sense. A wants to give, if B wants to give C the fight that A owes him, so he can do it. It makes sense. But how do you do it? How do you give it all? The Taisa says, hilchisa b'loi taima. Ma'shemayo liknais. Aval tam yesh lo metiklu chacham. My mishloshta in itself makes a lot of sense. It's a good way of doing business. to the Rabban Shirim Masakim. But how does it work mechanically? So that is a takana drabanan. Ki hilchus of laitaima, like a halacha without reason. And he says there are really three, chadaha. And the other two are idoch dam rav yudah mishmuel, hakoisa kol nechasav leishtai loyasoy la apetrupia. Somebody who writes nechasav leishtai, he doesn't need to give it to her, he needs to make her an apetrupis for the children. Bidoch dam rav chananya, amasi bit isha le b'noi hagadol bebayis konai. Interesting thing. They used to have this minig that they built a house when the child got married. The child got married in the house, and then he lived in the house afterwards. Must have been a very big house, you know, a couple hundred couples. So they got married in the house, and then they were kainit, so that's also an umdina even without it. Fine. What? Why is it? I mean, why are there certain things that are not on this list which should be in this list? The stomach is a thought of a shayer. I don't. There are a lot of things. David says in Shulchan Aruch, also from that time. You have even in Yerodeya. You have what? It says Hilchos Sublei Taima by. We understand it's not Dina de Gemara. Okay. Why others are not on this list? I can't tell you. But a lot of the rabbanans wouldn't work that. So Min HaTorah. But the point in these three, even when the Rabbanan said it works, they said it works, but they didn't require any type of Maisa Kinyan. They didn't require any type of, at least they should have required a Siddur by Mamish Lashdan. They didn't. Nothing. Just thought it mattered. So this is the Gemara's concept of Hilchos Sublei Taima. The question is, how does it work? It works. My Mishlashtan works. How does my Mishlashtan work? What is the method by which it works? So there are three topics, three things. Each is a Machlaikis Rishayim, and each is a Taisis. And each one gives us a clue into how it works. So let's just. The three are the first three Taisis in on the Sugya. And the three issues are the following. First of all, Taisus B'Maimed says that by a guy there's no Maimed Shloshna. A guy meaning if the original Nifkat Oiloiva is an Oiva Kechavim, in my example that's A, if A is an Oiva Kechavim, it doesn't work. So what's happening? You have two Yidden, B and C. B goes over to C and he says, listen, I want to give you a gift. A guy owes me money. I want to pass on the chayv to you. So they stand together, the guy and the two yidden. It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? So Taisvis ain't zchi alay v'kechav. A guy can't be zaycha. So what does that mean? A guy can't be zaycha. So that needs a hesber. I don't know who's being zaycha. B is giving C. If they would do a different kenyan from B to C, they could do it. So why can't they do Maimit Shloshton from B to C, from Nisim to Makabel? What's the difference if A, the person whose thing is being given away, is a guy? Why not Kanina? Secondly, Taisus Teneu says a Chiddush. There's a rule, HaMeicher Shtarchayv L'Chaveirai V'Chazur Amach Lai Machu. Now HaMeicher Shtarchayv L'Chaveirai is a different case. Meicher Shtarchayv L'Chaveirai is also ABC. A owes B money. B, though, does a kinyan. It's not my mishloshtan. B sells the shtar to C. He takes the shtar and he does a kinyan. He's maknit whatever kinyan shtar he's had. He's maknit to C. And now A has to pay C. The C could go B to A. He can't tell him lav al davar and didiyat because he sold him the shtar. Yet, the halacha is that if B is meichel, it's machel. So by Hamaychish Tachay V'Chaveirai, which Pashtus is a Kinyan Day Raisa, it works. B could be Leichel. So Taisus, but not by Maimit Shloshtan. By Maimit Shloshtan, where B, the Nisen, gives the Makabel the loan, once he gives it to him, he can't be Leichel anymore. There was no Kinyan as far as Mechiri. There was a Matana, or he promised him money later. Nothing was given down. So B gives C the chayv of A b'may mitshlashdan. Where? Fine, it could be Meichrei Nisim, it could be either way, but without a Kenyan. If there was no Kenyan on the Chayv. The Kenyan was my Mishlashta. If there would have been some other Kenyan that worked. What? That means B tells C, A owes me money, A owes me $100, I can't wait to get it. You give me 50 today, I'll be mad at you, the Chayv. No, my Mishlashta was the Kenyan. We'll give it to him later. It means there was no Kenyan now. That's what it means. My Mishlasha was the Kenyan. What? My Mishlasha works. Even if my Mishlasha is the Kenyan, is you do a Kenyan, you give him the Shtar. You have to give him the Shtar a certain way, whatever it is, certain stars you have to sign. But my Mishlasha is not my Mishlasha. My Mishlasha is without the third person. My Mishlasha is all three are there. And you pass it on, and now B can't be Michael anymore. B, either it's a matana, he wants to give a gift to C, or C says, okay, I'll let you stay in my bungalow for the summer. It gives him something that's not a Kenyan. It could be a sale, but without a Kenyan. That's all. My Mishloshan is the Kenyan. There's no other Kenyan. When C gets the money, so he'll pick it up. And kind of, once he gets it, it's his money. Because when he didn't get it, it's just owed to him. So the Kenyan was my Mishlashta. What? When it gives him the money, no, the Kenyan is only B'shas Kenyan. Once he gives him the money, he's part of the money, there's nothing to talk about. Once it's finished, it's finished. The question is, by the my Mishlashta. My Mishlasha is the Kenyan. There's no other Kenyan. There's words. It's a Kenyan b'dibur ba'al. The Rambam calls it Kenyan with Devarim ba'al. So again, we have here a Chiddush, which at first glance, it's Mavel Arayin, because Melchishtach Lai V'chadzeira, which is a bona fide, solid Bechira, it works. And yet the middle person could be Michael. And my Mishlasha, which is also a Blaitaima, and there's really nothing happening, just for setting it up for the purpose of businesses. And here, the middle person cannot be Michael. Why not? So that also needs a hesbo, which we're going to get to. Once it works, it's finished. Okay. Okay. Because then I will stay there. When I sell Shtachayv, I don't have to go call my wife to the store. Normally is not finished. The third is actually the first Taisus Gufa, which Taisus says that you can do Maimit Shlashtan Bakarchach of the original Laiva, who I called A. So B is giving it to C. He doesn't have to get permission from A. If Yeshua asks, Shita, why should he need permission from A? If Yeshua asks the Kashan Taisis, it's Pshita, why does he need permission from A? B owns a chayv, somebody owes him money. He's selling it to C. So effective Yeshua, it's a double portion. What's the chidush? The Ran and the Rashba argue with Taisis, and they hold you need with Sinai. Which means if Pnei Shua's Kasha Shver on them, then it's Pashat they're wrong. Like, why should you need his Ratzin for? Why do you need the Ratzin of A? The both Shitas have brought down in Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch.
This is also a theory. It's saying a valuable work. If
we're removing the life, then why shouldn't it be valuable work? Okay. That will be part, I guess, of when we try to be Mazbe, you're right. So we have three Taisis in Gufa, today or Maimid. Each one tells us one aspect of this Kenyan Maimit Shlashtan. From the three together, we can hopefully get a good picture of what Maimit Shlashtan is. The Gra has a Kitzer. The Gra writes everything to Kitzer. The Gra has a few words in which he explains Maimit Shlashtan according to the Shittas of Rai Rishayim. And this gra is brought here by Reb Nachum in a very clear way to explain like all these three tesis and plus and then some other things as well. The gra says that Maimit Shloshtan is a zikoy. Zikoy means the way Maimit Shloshtan works is you have A, B, and C. Why are they all three standing here? Let's see. B is giving, C is receiving. What is A doing when the three of them stand there? A is zaycha in the money that he has for C. It's a zechia for C. However, he's not being zaycha because the money's not here. He spent the money already. So he really can't be zaycha because the money's not here for him to pick it up and be zaycha for C. That's hilchas ablay time. Chazal said, Maimit Shloshtan works without A doing any maisa kenyan. Also, A mei zaycha, ki zaycha. By Maimit Shloshtan, it's as if A was zaycha the money for C. Even though he wasn't zaycha, there was no kenyan. Maimit Shloshtan gufa, that's the kenyan. That it's ki'ilu A was zaycha for C. And that's the way the mechanics work. That's what it means. You need all three together. It's not just stam that they set up a thing where three people have to stand together to make the kinyan. All three are parties to it. B is the giver. C is the receiver. And A is the one who's making it work. He's being zaycha for C. Because A is the one that's the ki'ilu, he's doing a kinyan. Because there's no shachis to it. You could have made belay taima. You could have made it more belay taima and called it D. But it makes more sense to have A there, where at least if he was zaych, it would work. So also A na zaych like
zaych. Also, the money would be there.
Okay. So you're asking why did they make it more belay taima? This was the guideline that they set up. That it makes a lot of sense. That if you want to set things up to make business easier to do, you'd set it up this way. Why call in D?
So he's giving something, he can't be possession of something to somebody else and he's the one giving it.
But B doesn't have it in his possession. He doesn't have it in his
possession. Neither does A. No one has it.
Right? No one has it, but B owns a promise. A has it in his asset column. He's the one that had it. Just the pile, he doesn't have it. If it's a Picard, you could have it the pile too.
We always said that someone
can
desertion
something someone
else that he owns.
So Bassam
owns it, he's the
Baal,
it's owed to him, so
he Bassam
owns it that he can desertion because
that's why
we need A there.
Okay, good. So one second, we'll get down. Coming back, this explains a number of things. First of all, it explains Rav. Rav said, Mistavin Milsa Dirab the Pikadin, Avodanil Baloy. Mistavin Milsa Dirab the Pikadin. Why is it more Mistavin by a Pikadin? Because it was saying A is Zaycha by Pekadin, very Pashit. A Mamish owns the Pekadin. So he's Zaycha, so Zikui makes sense. If A has the Pekadin in his property, of course Zikui makes sense. By Milva, when he doesn't have it, that's a bigger Chiddush. So it's more Mistavar Milsei by there than by here. It's more mistaver the by Pekadin than by Milva. By Milva makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And
it still would be subject to Moshe Blei Taim because he doesn't have to actually do a Maisa Sechia. Right? There's no requirement that he actually do a Sechia.
So.
We could argue about it. It's not. We're going to go off subject. Shaima probably could, because that's Shalai. It's only Bishus. But I. And with this is explained, and I'm going to go in backwards order, because the first tesis is the hardest. The third tesis is very easily explained. That a guy can't do it, because the whole thing they did is they made Einei Zaycha Kezaycha. So A is Kezaycha, A has to be able to be Zaycha. So it can't be a guy. So it's a very glad. The middle Taisvis is also Mistaver. which was that the middle person can't be makna. What does that mean, the middle person can't be makna? It means that, can't be meichel, I mean, the middle B can't be meichel. Once it's given over, B can't be meichel. Why? Because you have A, B, and C. So B already got rid of it. B, if ki'ilu, A was zeicha for C. So B is already out of the picture. There's a schia already. It's not like meichel shtar chayv v'chaveh, right? The difference between meichel shtar chayv and here, I'll explain shortly. But certainly it's very mistaber that B is out of it. It was a schia already. And the first Taisvis, well, the Ran and Rashba really are explained better than Taisvis. The Ran and Rashba say that you need the Ratzon of all three. So you need the Ratzon of all three. Teishua said, why do you need the Ratzon of A? You know why you need the Ratzon of A? Because A is the Zeicha. A is the one that's being Zeicha for C. And Zechia normally needs Ratzon. So the Ran and the Rashba are good. Teishua's Kasha, Taisis is Pashit, is also answered. Taisis is not Pashit. Let's talk of Pshat and Taisis. So the Pshat and Taisis is that the Rabbanu and Mesakin Maimit Shloshtan, even Bal Karchai, they made Eina Zaycha Kazaycha, even against his will. Even against his will. Because since this was done to make business easier, Taisis says, Shlo Yitzchuchu L'Troya Chalasis Kinyanim. So it's a taisa very big chiddush. Meishu is taisa pshita, not pshita. It's a very big chiddush. So all of these nekudis are explained nicely with this gra. It's a gra that taisa's whole that maim shloshta works as zikoi. It's also b'lei taima because it's a zikoi without a mitzvah zikoi. Also ein zaycha kizaycha, and that's the way maim shloshta works. With this, we're going to come back to understand something we spoke about on Sunday. We said Sunday that the Torah says there are two categories of kinyan. Nachum said that, and Ozel said in Kavanas HaTorah. There are two categories. There's some types of kinyanim, like Hagbah, Meshicha, Mesira, which is Hachnasal or Shusai. There's a second sug of kinyanim, like kinyan sudar, or kinyan agav, when it's not tziburim, which are symbolic kinyanim, or chazaka, which is a symbolic kinyan, it symbolizes ownership, it doesn't bring the thing into my rishus, a kinyan sudar, but it's a symbolic hayraz bailus. And he said that, the Reb Nachum was coming to say that by gittin, the only thing that works by Gittin are the ones that are like Hachnas Lo Shusai, like Yad, Chatzur, Sira, Hagvah. And the other bunch don't work. The other ones don't work by Gittin. He said, where's Maimit Shloshtan? He had a right for the tour that Maimit Shloshtan is in the same group of Kinyanim as Yad and Hagvah and Mashiach and Masira. It's Hachnas Lo Shusai. He said, why in the world should Maimit Shloshtan seems to be symbolic? Where is Maimit Shloshan Achnas Lo Shusa? Seems to be a purely symbolic kinyan. So he said he'll explain later. And this is the later. Here he explains, Alpidas Gra, that the mechanics, the mechanism of Maimit Shloshan is that it's a zikoi, it's a Achnas Lo Shusa. It's a ki'ilu, it's considered that A picked it up and was kainet for C, as if he did it b'tayra sechia. Guy's no good. It has to be a yid, sachin la adam, and he did a b'tereshtiyah, and that's why it's achnas lo shusai. It's very gishmak. That's why it's considered that he brought it into his rishus. So this is all based on one line in the Gra, the way Reb Nachum learns up the sugya, and it's got a very clear explanation of a hilchos sipulei taima, something that needs an explanation. Now, just to explain, Hamechi Shtar Chayv L'Chaveira, Taisis Taneo. Hamechi Shtar Chayv L'Chaveira, V'Chazer Machlai Machl. To explain how that works. Hamechi Shtar Chayv L'Chaveira, V'Chazer Machlai Machl. What does that mean? That means, very simple, If somebody gives me a check, right, somebody check is a shtar chayav. Someone gives me a check, and then I sell you the check. I have a check for $100, and then I ask you to cash it for me. You have the $100. And I'm meichel the $100, even though you have the shtar. My mechila works. I did a kinyan dairaisa. I passed on the shtar in a way that works minat Torah. I sold you a shtar, and I could be meichel. If you ask, is it fair? No, it's not fair. No? I lend you money, so you give me an IOU. Now I go to someone else, I tell them, buy the IOU for me. I sell them the IOU. You can sell shtaris minat Torah. Yet, if I go and I'm meichel, it's meichel. Why should that be? Why should it be meichel? Why can I be meichel? So, Rabbeinu Tam, Taisus explains. There's a hagdama that the Rambam shita, the Rambam holds all shtaris adarabanan, if you remember. The Rambam holds all shtaris adarabanan, so he says, Mechira shtaris is also the Rabbanan. If the whole shtaris is the Rabbanan, so Mechira shtaris is the Rabbanan, and mainly the Rambam holds that by the Rabbanan is not a kash. So it's hoyal to have a Rabbanan, you could be meichel, right? Oh, yeah, sure, it's a garmi. It's the pay in notes, it's garmi hezek. Rabbeinu Tam explains as follows. When I lend you money, two things are created. What's created is a shibur haguf and a shibur nechasim. Shibur haguf means you owe me money. You didn't even have no nechasim when I lend it to you. It's a person-to-person shibur haguf. There's a second thing, which is shibud nechasim, which is that if you have karka, it's meshubid. The shtar makes that all your karkois are meshubid to me, and the tafel malar have a certain level of shibud also, and that's meshubid. That's a shibud nechasim. Zot taisis, when you sell a meicher shtar chayv lechaveira, somebody sells a shtar chayv to someone else, all he could pass on is the shibud nechasim. All you could pass on to someone else is a shibud nechasim. That's a financial thing. His nechasim is shibud to me, I pass it on. The shibud haguf, that he personally is mishubud to me, I can't pass that on because he is him. He is mishubud to me. The shibud, the personal shibud that he has to me, I don't sell by mechir shtar chayv lechaveira. All I'm selling is the shibud nechasim, the finances of it. Memelas of Taisis, if I'm Michael the Shibur Aguf, if I'm Michael is personal Shibur to me, Memela there's no Shibur Nechas. If I'm Michael, then he doesn't owe me the money anymore. So Memela the Nechasim can be Tever Nechasim. Because I'm Michael Shtar Chayiv, all you sell is the Shibur Nechasim, that's all. The Shibur Aguf is still between the two of them. That wasn't passed on. And therefore, that's the Taisa says that's why Chazar Machlai Machl, because when you sell a Shtar Chayv, it's between you and the buyer. The original person's not there, it's not a my Mishlashta. The real person's not there. He didn't change. Whatever they get, his person didn't change. The Shibur Aguf of the original life is person that didn't change. He's not even aware that it was sold. There's no my Mishlashta. Without a my Mishlashta, all you pass on is a Shibur Nechasim. Nechasim, I could sell. Shain came by my mitzlashdan. Not only the shibur aguf is passed, not only the shibur nechasim is passed on, but the shibur aguf as well, because all three are standing. So the shibur aguf from A is now shayach to C, it's passed on to C, and that's the maila that my mitzlashdan has over meicher shtar chayv. Meicher shtar chayv, all you're selling is a shtar chayv. That's the maila that meicher shtar chayv has over. The my mitzlashdan has over my chishtar chayv that the shibur haguf also is passed on. Okay, so this is all. Let's get pshat. Now let's see Taisus Gufa and the tumul in the achrayim on Taisus. Just to make it easy, before we start Taisus, let me just tell you what Kinyan Udisa is. Kinyan Udisa is barely mentioned in Shas, very few places in Shas. Bava Basra, Dav Kuf Mem Tes, We'll get to Kufman test too quickly when you learn from Basra. Udisa is a Mechudishnik Kenyan. Kenyan Udisa is a Kenyan whereby I can pass on something to you by being Maida that it's yours. In a way that's binding, if I would be telling the truth. Now I'm lying. I know it, the Edom know it, the Makabal knows it, everybody knows I'm lying. Nevertheless, if I stand up in front of two Edom, even Chutzlaver, I stand up in front of two Edom, and I say, the house, which everyone thinks is mine, really is his? It's really been his for the last 5 years? I sold it 5 years ago? And I say that in front of two Edom, that is Kinyan Udisa. Now, I once mentioned to you that in Yiddish law, if Edom come and they say, oh, we saw Reuven talking to Shimon in the street, Reuven said, I owe you money. In Bezin, is that enforceable? I heard Reuven say, Beferish, I owe you money. And might I owe you money? It's not enforceable. Because a person could say, Mishatani Bach, I was joking. Somebody says something outside of Bezni, he can say, I was joking. He changes his mind. Say, I made a mistake, I was kidding. Except when he says, Akan Edai. If he tells Edom, Reuven says, I might I owe you money. And Shimon says, okay, these two Edom, Atem Edai, you're my witnesses. Reuven's being Maida. If after he says, Atem Edai, Reuven is Maida, then that is a din of Kivin Shigin Shavan Chayzo Magad. That is a din of Kivu is my din best. Udisa also must be in front of two Edom, and you say Atem Edai. You say Atem Edai. So therefore, if you were telling the truth, it would certainly be binding, or for Mesupin Vietani truth, it would be binding. If you do such a thing in front of two Edom, you say Atem Edai, then that's a Kenyan, Kenyan Udisa, and it works. The story there in Bava Basra, Kuf Mentes, Isser Giyoyra was dying. Isser Giyoyra was a guy that was mizana with Shmuel's daughter. I made her pregnant. Later, she gave birth to Rav Mari, Mari Barachel. In the Gemara, Rav Mari Barachel, why is he called Barachel? Because his father was a guy. So, Mari Barachel was the grandson of Shmuel. Isser, who was Mazana with Rachel, was later Megaya. When Isser was dying, he wanted to leave his money to Rav Mari. Apidin was Rav Mari is Yairish. Rav Mari wasn't as Yairish. Because they're not related, Api Halacha. He's Megaya afterwards. There was no Yerusha. His money was in Rava. Rava was holding it for him. Rava was holding Isser's money. And if Isser's going to die, he's a ger with no relatives, Rava was going to get rich. Right? He was holding the money. As soon as he dies, so ger that dies, whoever's typhus is typhus. So Isser ger was dying. He wanted to be Naknit. He didn't have a way to do a Kenyan. So someone gave him an idea, do a Kenyan Odisa. So there were two witnesses. And he was made in front of two witnesses that this money which I have really belongs to Rav Mari. He did a Kenyan Udisa. So, the Gemara says, Rava complained that you were mafsid me all my money. You know, who told you to give him such a good idea on my expense? That's what Rava said. But it worked. Adahachi nafik Udisa mibay yisugiyari. That's Kenyan Udisa. There is a big sichsuch that's a Kenyan Rabbanan and Kenyan Deraisa. Rav Moshe writes in, above Mitzia, that it's a Kenyan Deraisa. Some Achrayim hold it's a Kenyan Derabbanan. It's not a get to us for today what type of Kenyan Udisa is, but that is Kenyan Udisa, the easiest Kenyan to do in the world if you have Edom. If you have Edom around, easiest Kenyan, doesn't need anything, just words. That's Kenyan Udisa.
You know you're lying?
So we're going to discuss that. Pashtus, it seems you can do it even though you know you're lying. That's a problem. Do I? It's a Kenyan. I'm doing it.
Yeah. But
any haidah where if you were serious, it would be binding in Bezdin.
It could be though that I sold it.
You can't make a joke of it. You could say I sold it to him. You could say it was his originally. I stole it from him. Anything that would be make sense if it were true is binding, even if it's not true.
It could be Samuel. It's not mine.
Say it's not mine. It is his. I'm not sure. Say it is his. What does it mean? Now it's becoming his.
What?
If the understanding, if it is his, is that it was always his. Anything where
we bring Adam that he was lost.
Doesn't matter. He was made, it's not his. Hadas Batin can make Adam done. Right? Hadas Batin is made Adam. You bring made Adam, won't change. Rav Moshe holds it to Kinyan Dairaisa. He says, because the whole purpose of Kinyanim is Gemira's Das, to show that he means it seriously. If he says Atame Dai, he says it. Hadas Batin can make Adam. Even made Adam won't be able to overthrow what he said. These two witnesses can go to Bezdin. And that's the way King of Edessa works. The kasha that causes a whole tumult here is that Tosfos talks about, and we'll see the context in Tosfos in a minute. Tosfos talks about the fact that the Rabbanan created this new kinyan called Maimit Shloshtan to make it easier to do business. He wanted to make it easier to do business. And Tosfos says, if you could accomplish the same thing with Kinyan Udisa, it's not necessary to create Maimit Shloshtan. Who needs Maimit Shloshtan? Why would the Rabbanan do Maimit Shloshtan if you have such an easy Kinyan like Kinyan Udisa? Why create Maimit Shloshtan? Why make new Kinyan? The Rabbanan didn't just stop make new Kinyan. They did it because there was a need. So the point here is, why would the Rabbanan make this Kinyan of Maimit Shloshtan if Kinyan Udisa already exists? That's the kasha that we're going to discuss, that the Marshah, the Marshal, the Maram, the Maram Shif, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Teres Gittin, and the Ktzais, all six come to answer. What? Because if Odisa is Deraisa, then it's for sure good, right? Ramesh says Odisa was Deraisa. It's Deraisa, for sure. Why do Rabbanim have to do Maimit Shloshtan? Kinyan Odisa is an easy one. Very easy Kinyan. You don't need money, you don't need Suda, you don't need anything. I'll say that the money which everyone thinks A owes me, is not true. Really, A owes it to C. I'm saying A is full of baloney. A really owes it to C. He does call him A and Dummy.
I'm not involved in the money.
Why? Why?
Because A says, I owe you money. You say I don't owe you money, then I'm going to pay you. I said I don't pay C. I don't want to pay C.
No, A says he owes B.
And B says, no, you don't owe me, you owe
me. You'll see. So it does about the
command. You say, fine, I don't owe money.
And I'll claim I don't owe C. Yeah. And so he's going to claim. So the way we're going to prove it, B has to have some proof that A owes him, right? Otherwise A could just deny owing it to B. So B has some type of proof. He has a shtar. The shtar says A owes him. And he's saying that this thing that A owes me is, it's really, it was C, it's really C's money that A owes. A really owes it to C.
So the shtar is moed. The shtar is
moed. The shtar.
I can moed. If I'm moed, can I have the shtar? That is. That is not in receiving. Can I have the shtar? Again,
if I want to get away from what you're saying, I could just say that B could say that when I lent him the money, it was really C's money I lent him. That's the way the shtar was written. It was a shliach of C. I don't know if it's necessary, but my easy way out that you could avoid it by phrasing it in such a way. So, but look at Tosfos. Look at the way Tosfos says it, and then we'll see what causes the tumult.
Can Odisa work by a guy?
Could Odisa work by a guy? To benefit a guy? Could Odisa work to benefit a guy? I'm not sure. Because you know, the Gemara says certain Kinyanim work by Yidden, not by guy. So just because the Kinyan by Yidden doesn't need the Kinyan by guy.
It's a very big clue. If Maimit Shloshtan only works if you have. If Maimit Shloshtan court would be that the Rav Gomer Malva also court by anything. You don't need that.
Maimit Shloshtan works by anything. And Odisa also works by anything.
You have to say what's not mine.
But it could be a chayv that's physical. It could be the chayv that plainly owes
me.
Tell me one case that Maimit Shloshtan works, that Odisa doesn't work.
And the money that you owe me, you should give him.
So I'll say the money which A owes me, it wasn't my money, I was lending C's money, and it's really C's. What?
You're making
stuff for Rashi, saying I, all along, I never would have stolen it. This is my plan from the beginning.
Everybody knows it's his money.
Yeah.
And he's saying, no, it's not really mine, it's someone else's.
He's lying. The problem that bothers you is his lying. Okay, we'll see if the lying is a problem. First, let's see the way Tosis phrases it, and then we'll come to the Mefarshim. Tosis says, "I'm a riva, chayre ben tam, I'm shlosh from kana ba karcha shaloi va shal nifka." Ilakani element v'ritzayna. He say neither rotsin of a lemandi amadavka pikad mikana lama hutshuchul l'sakim ma'amin gimel. Who needs ma'amin shlosh them? Yoyim alai zechi. Let him just say zechi if it's b'ritzayna. Taisus says, even in a case where the Pekadin is not in the hands of the Nifkad, he could be kind of a Kinyan Adisa. Elomai! Taisus is not asking a kasha. Taisus saying, Elomai, it's a raya. The Maimon Shloshim is kind of a Karchish Alayv. Because if not, if you need his rotsin, so you could do a disa already. So it must be it's kind of bakarcha. These are the words of Tosis. Huh? Tosis' words are must be that it's kind of bakarcha, because otherwise you could do a disa. So everyone jumps on Tosis that even if it is kind of bakarcha, you could do a disa. What's the difference? Oh, so according to the Ran and Rashba, Tosis is asking that kasha. Tosis is saying, if you hold like the Ran and Rashba, that it's Brit Sinai, why do you need it for? You could just do a disa. That's Tosis kasha, really. If you disagree with me, Tosis says, if you hold it, that it's Brit Sinai, you could already do a disa. That's really Tosis kasha. But worse, Frech, the Marsha, and the Marshal, and everybody, it's even Shvar and Tosis. Because even if Maimish Shloshdan is Baal Karchai, so what? You can still do Odisa. Let's see how Maim Shloshim is even Bakarcha Yaveh. So B could still do a Kinyan Odisa and give it to C. What's one thing after the other? What's the difference if I need A's Ratzin or I don't need A's Ratzin? Either way, B could be Makna to C. This is the Kash of the Mashah, the Mashah, and the Maram. Make sure you get it straight before tomorrow, because tomorrow we're going to go through the different Turitzim.